Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Elena Gustafson talking about some safe shelter events that are coming up. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like I just saw you.
I was here recently advertising a performance that's coming up as well, but kind of differently, different related parts of my jobs. So
that's good. You're a great Renaissance woman coming in here to tell us the big picture.
Yeah. Well, and April is also just a busy month for us. So it's great that we've got a lot of events that the community can get involved with.
And what's special about April other than spring?
Right. Well, April is designated nationally as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I help run the children's program over at SAFE, and we are doing a bunch of different activities this month. As a way to kind of spread words about ways people can work on prevention, ways that adults and community members can get engaged with prevention, and then also ways to celebrate healthy and positive families and support protective factors that we know do a great deal of work in preventing child abuse.
So it's not going to just be the snarky answer is every month should be Child Abuse
right.
Prevention Month. And this isn't sort of a preachy month for you.
No, we are spreading some words we're spreading information about the statistics that we do have, which are very limited. But mostly we're trying to focus on celebrating kids and showing people why they should get involved in prevention and as bystanders.
Oh, that's good. So, it's more than just the folks who are in the middle of the the drama, so to speak.
Very much so.
So what's something fun that you're doing?
Well, this Saturday, we are hosting a free family fun fair from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Hames Center. This is aimed for preschool and elementary school kids and their grown-ups. And it's sponsored by SAFE, but we've got all sorts of community organizations involved in hosting different events, which it looks like it's going to be an amazing afternoon. A lot of really fun things going on.
It's fun that you said it's for kids and their grown-ups.
Right.
Is that a new sort of general term?
For me, it comes from a few different directions. I mean, first, because this event really is we're celebrating the kids, and it's for kids to be able to have some fun activities. There are things for parents. There's different information about community resources. There will be a first come, first serve massage tables for parents as well. So the grown-ups do get a little bit of pampering there. But also just recognition of the that there are children in Sitka who don't live with their biological parents. They might be living with a grandparent or a foster parent or something else. So saying mom and dad leaves out some kids who are probably going to be coming to the events.
And something else that's happening at your family fun fair is an announcement of a poster contest you've been holding for a while.
Right. So in March, at Baranoff and Keat Elementary Schools, as well as Sear School and the Reach Homeschool Program, we held a poster contest, which SAFE has been doing annually for quite a while. And this year's theme was My Greater Sitka Family. So we had a few questions that prompted kids to think about what their Greater Sitka Family means, all the different people and places and animals that are involved in that family and what it means to be a part of it and how it feels to be a part of that, and then had them finish the sentence, My Greater Sitka Family is, along with their drawing. And we got an amazing number of submissions and some great, great thoughts that the kids provided for what family means. And some people might have seen all the posters are on display around town. Half of them are at the Backdoor Cafe. Half of them are at the Larkspur Cafe. But we've got four grand prize winners for the poster contest that will be announced at the Family Fun Fair. And then the winners and the honorable mentions will be displayed at the library from April 22nd through the 30th.
Now, are these posters with children's artwork and finishing the sentence?
Yes, exactly.
Is that a more powerful medium to have something directly represented by a child rather than have an artist represent what a child is trying to say?
I think so, and especially because you know, having kids finish a sentence and think about what family means to them. We've gotten some amazing submissions that you wouldn't get necessarily if an adult was doing that, because kids just have such a different perspective and see with more open eyes in a lot of ways. So just, you know, some beautiful things in there from just listing out, you know, everything they can see around them and people in their family and their neighbors and the trees and the ocean and the whales and things like that, to kids saying things like, you know, my greater Sitka family is so happy to see me, or my greater Sitka family is the best thing ever. Just some really amazing, amazing messages from these kids that I think it's good for all grown-ups to take a chance and pause and look at them and remind ourselves of that.
Were all these messages positive?
Yes. Yeah. And we got over 60 submissions this year, and they're all beautiful. So
that's terrific. And folks can see these you said Larkspur Cafe,
and the Backdoor Cafe, and then the winning posters will be also at the library the last week of April.
Fantastic. And then the winning posters, are they mass produced, and where are they distributed?
We're not going to be mass producing them for SAFE, but we'll be turning them into some cards that we'll send out through SAFE and we'll include in some of our publications.
Fantastic.
Well.
So Family Fun Fair this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Hames Center. Also the announcement of the poster contest. We talked about Child Abuse Prevention Month that sort of encompasses everything. But I want to get back to your Friday live performance.
Yeah, so this is something I'm kind of doing outside my job at SAFE, though. It's a benefit for SAFE. I love doing theater and this type of work. It's a collection of monologues. All of them address violence against women and girls in some way. It's called A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. And that will be Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the Nakahiti. And again, it's a benefit for SAFE, involves all local actors and actresses. It's a beautiful collection of true stories that I think will help us as a community kind of find ways, new ways to address violence in Sitka.
Terrific. And we heard a little bit of a live performance last week.
Yes.
Some readings. So you're a very busy woman.
April is proving to be a busy month.
Are you going to find some respite in May?
Yes. After the 20th, then life calms down a little bit.
And yet you still have such a good disposition. Somehow you've found the secret of balance.
Yeah, well, and you know, I really love doing this kind of work, both the theater and organizing this event for kids and families. It's just, both of them are very powerful work, and they involve a lot of organization ahead of time. But the event themselves are beautiful, I think, and especially Fun Fair. I'm excited as a whole community gathering. And so, as I said, we've got all sorts of community organizations that have helped us put it on. And so it's really going to be a show of all of the support and resources that are available in Sitka to families, as well as a celebration of kids and families as well.
Well, that's terrific. So. And how can people get a hold of you if they need more information?
The easiest way is probably to contact SAFE. The number is 747-3370. Can also find it on our website very easily, and then ask to be directed to Elena or my coworker Bree. Either one of us can answer questions about the Family Fun Fair. And a quick note, we also have, after the Family Fun Fair from 4 to 5 p.m., we've got a special free kids self-defense course that we're trying out in Sitka. There's only room for 10 kids, and we've already partially filled up, so it's a first come, first serve RSVP event, but it'll be for kids 6 and up to learn very basic self-defense moves. So that's another thing people might want to be contacting us about, is to sign up your child for that. And we encourage anybody in the community, whether you have kids of your own or not, to get in touch with us about ways that you can be a positive adult for youth in the community, and ways that you can support the children in your lives through safety planning and just being a positive role model and talking to them about certain ways to stay safe, and also finding out ways that you can be a bystander to keep other children safe.
Well, Elena, thank you for joining me, telling us about the safe events, coordinating so well under pressure.
Thank you.
And keeping us informed. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.